The University of Alaska Fairbanks has received a $23.8 million award from the National Institutes of Health for a new Biomedical Learning and Student Training Program, or BLAST. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the new undergraduate program is part of a national effort by NIH to enhance diversity in the biomedical workforce.
In a teleconference, NIH Director Francis Collins said diversity in biomedical research is critical.
There is an increasingly urgent need to ensure that the scientific talent, which is key to our nation's success, is nurtured, recognized, and supported across all demographic groups.
As part of an effort to increase diversity in the biomedical workforce, NIH awarded 5 years' worth of funding to 3 researchers from UAF. They'll head the new BLAST program to work with students from rural Alaska. Barbara Taylor is the director of undergraduate research and scholarly activity at UAF. She says there's a lot of interest in biomedical research outside of Alaska's urban centers.
Because there are hospitals and clinics there, and those are seen as desirable jobs, and the local students would like to know how to train for and compete for those jobs.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, a lot of those communities still live pretty close to a subsistence lifestyle.
That's Arlie Reynolds. He's the associate dean of UAF's Department of Veterinary Medicine. Along with Taylor, he's also a principal investigator for BLAST.
And this program is designated a One Health program, which means that we're trying to integrate animal health, human health, and environmental health into one package. And you know, with things changing as they are in Alaska, both from a climate point of view and economic point of view, it'd be great to have people from those communities trained in biomedical sciences so they can also be advisors back to the communities they came from and pretty important issues as they change.
There are roughly 20 labs on UAF's campus that do some sort of biomedical research. Already, Barbara Taylor says there are a number of Alaska Native and minority students working in those labs. She says the NIH funding will enhance their research. It'll also pay for infrastructure, scholarships, hands-on workshops, and travel opportunities for students and faculty.
We need a tiered mentoring network, so we have to involve graduate students and technicians and postdocs and faculty members. We have to make it possible for them to be working on projects that are amenable to undergraduate participation.
The new program at UAF is similar to 10 others funded by NIH nationwide. UAF will partner with Illisegvik College in Barrow, the University of Alaska Southeast, and 9 of UAF's rural campuses. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.